The great society rests on abundance and liberty for all. It demands an end to poverty and racial injustice, to which we're totally committed in our time.
That is President Johnson speaking at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor in 1964. He crisscrossed the country that year seeking support for the improvements he envisioned. Today, a half century later, millions of Americans use the resulting programs daily, for instance, Medicaid and food stamps. Other changes are less well-known, including an agency that took shape in Milwaukee.
We're sitting right now at United Migrant Opportunity Services offices, what we call UMAS, is initially funded by the Office of Economic Opportunity Act of 1964.
Jesus Salas is a third-generation migrant worker. He remembers harvesting crops with his family for 10 years in Wisconsin and Illinois. He noticed others with no options for their young children besides taking them into the fields. After graduating from high school, Salas left the farms to advocate for those families.
I began working in the first demonstration program for child care for migrant workers. The focus of the agency was the care of migrant children, or that is, the enforcement of Wisconsin's child labor law.
Salas says the new Federal Employment Opportunity Act provided some muscle for migrant families regarding issues such as working conditions.
To us at that time, the Great Society included not only an attempt to eradicate poverty, but to eradicate social injustice.
Salas says one strategy the War on Poverty used to lift people was requiring them to devise the programs they needed.
And it is the enduring factor that allows United Migrant Opportunity Services to survive to this day.
Today, UMOS offers job training, education, and support services for thousands of Latinos from its headquarters on South Chase Avenue. The policy of requiring people in need to create and run support programs greatly expanded what Annalise Orlick calls the political class. She is a history professor at Dartmouth.
It was poor people themselves who opened up clinics and ran community newspapers and registered people to vote and often started to demand representation themselves on welfare boards and housing boards and run for office.
Yet Orlick says plenty of Americans were jittery about giving too much power to poor people. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore describes what she felt in the 60s as paranoia. She served with VISTA, the domestic version of the Peace Corps.
There was a real reaction, an effort to fight deployment of VISTA volunteers around the country because they were seen as, you know, political adjutants, as it were.
Moore says she spent part of her time helping establish a federal credit union in the central city to address the lack of banking services there. She praises Great Society programs for helping her acquire skills she's used throughout her career. Today, Moore insists the war on poverty is essential not only to assist the poor, but also a middle class teetering on poverty. Strong opposition exists, according to Dartmouth historian Annalise Orlick.
I think now there's a strong effort to turn back the expansion of democracy that you started to see in the 1960s.
The cost of programs growing out of the war on poverty has ballooned and deepened the country's multi-trillion dollar deficit. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.